Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 10. Shout out. And at episode 10, I am 500, so got nowhere.
You've made it. You're perfectly balanced after 10 weeks, or technically 9 weeks. We got to give our plays here. Yeah, we got college football week 9 already, NFL week 8. I'm a little NFL heavy this week. D is, I think, 3-3, college and pro. A lot of good picks for you, a lot of good plays. We're recording this on October 24th, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. All right, let's go over the records from last week, now that we're back on schedule. 2-5 for me, 2-4 for D. Not a great week. I'm now 20-21, and he is even 500 at 23-23.
We never promised it'd be easy.
No, it's a grind. It's a grind. If it was easy, everyone would just be rich, and DraftKings wouldn't be open for business.
What is the saying? The house always wins.
Yes. But we're going to keep trying. It's a long season. There's going to be ups and downs. You just got to ride the wave and balance it out on the other end. So,
Just quick from last week, Army was the only thing in college good to either of us. And then the overs were nice to us last week.
Yeah, the NFL overs. Lions NFLs, hit. Yeah. And Ravens, there was Bucks. No defense on Monday Night Football.
So, as yeah. Yeah, so that was, you know, whatever. Move on. We're right around 500. Let's see if we can't get above by a couple games this week.
Yeah, the let's start with the college slate for this week.
Oh, before you break in, I want to give my Thursday night pick, even though it's Thursday.
Ah, right, right.
I did, in fact, take the Rams money line, plus 124. As we record right now, it's 8:36 p.m., the Rams did just score a touchdown, shout out. So it is 7-all in that game. Were you playing that?
No, that's not on my official play sheet.
Okay. So, yeah, that's, I know it's NFL, but I did play that because I don't think any of us played any other Thursday or Friday games, right?
Nope. I think, yeah, everything's afterwards. So a little live betting here. Any other announcement, any other breaking news for the listeners?
I think that's it for me.
All right, let's roll into it with Indiana at the noon slate. They are 6.5-point favorites over Washington. This was our big mistake last week. D didn't play Indiana. He just stayed away, and I was on the opposite side of Indiana like a fool. Trusting, that's what I get for trusting Nebraska, dude. Friggin' bums. I mean,
I don't understand because I like Matt Rhule, and I still do. I was fed up with their quarterback. Maybe that's why I didn't touch it, but they just don't win ranked games either. But you still figured they'd be close. Like, Indiana shouldn't be this good at this point.
No, to lose 7-52, that's just disrespectful. They didn't even show up. It speaks to the volumes, which is why we're again betting them this week, is it speaks to the volumes of Kurt Cigarette as a head coach. Mm-hmm. He had a bye week to prepare for that game, and boy, did he use it.
Yeah,
Sherrone Moore should take notes from him on how to prepare in a bye week.
He punched the digital launch codes all over Nebraska.
Yeah, orbital ramming speed. But anyway, so needless to say, we are both on Indiana this week.
It's minus 110, right?
Yep, minus 110.
And that we did get it under a touchdown.
The only reason it's under, you're saying, well, why is Indiana only a 6.5-point home favorite over lowly Washington? Well, that's where this bet gets interesting because Curtis Rourke, Indiana's starting quarterback, who's lit it up this year, has something wrong with his thumb. He injured his thumb.
He had surgery, I think.
Yeah, so he's out this week. And which leaves it to Tavon Jackson, I think his name is. Yeah.
Tavon. Yeah. Who cares?
So I want to be clear that this is a
coach
spot. This is a coach bet on the old cigarette. It's not a bet on the quarterback. It is concerning that he's not there, but I still think they find a way to get it done.
Not only is it that for me a coach bet, but College game day is there. And that just creates extra hype. I don't know the stats this year of how the teams are doing when game day goes there. Off the top of my head, I know Michigan hosted and lost. Texas hosted and lost. A&M hosted and lost.
So, did you say Oklahoma already? Oklahoma lost.
That was a... Wasn't that a split, Texas and Oklahoma?
No, it was Oklahoma and Tennessee. Weren't they in Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma lost. Ooh, maybe.
Maybe we need to retract this bet. Oh. Why are you bringing this up?
Oh,
this
now that I think about it. Wow.
This does not help the Cavs.
But Indiana's a wagon. And I actually will stand by this now. Until they hurt us, I will be taking whatever line Indiana gives. On top of that, that jumps me into my second game. I made this mistake as well, not playing Navy. I'm with the public. I've been eyeing Navy since before the public, but I'm with the public. I'm taking Navy plus 13.5 against Notre Dame. I think do you know where the game's at?
The game is at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. It's not in Notre Dame. That's the big part. Plus 13.5, minus 112. I apologize to Navy for not trusting last week. I'm convinced the national championship will be played the week after conference championships when Army and Navy play for the Natty.
It's just great to see America win. Everyone can root for America.
When
Army and Navy are good, football is better.
I don't think Navy's going to win, but I don't have to think that. I think they'll keep it close. I have always been a hater on Marcus Freeman, so this kind of just helps me out here. He doesn't seem to win when it matters. Like, you can't have an emotional win week one and then lose to Northern Illinois. And that's kind of my point. I don't trust a team that lost to Northern Illinois to face a hungry Navy team that everyone's doubting. I mean, everyone, as in the books, are having them as 13.5 point dogs. So I am taking Navy. Are you staying away from the Service Academy?
Yeah, I'm staying away. Navy and Notre Dame played last year, and it was 43-3, I think. I think they played in Ireland, so think of that what you will, but Notre Dame, like, the reason
wasn't
I'm
that
not,
week one, too?
Yeah. The reason I'm not taking this game is because Notre Dame, I think they play Navy every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like Notre Dame's never seen the triple option. They know what they're going to run. They know what's coming. It's not going to be a surprise. And I don't know. It's not enough points. Notre Dame, in my mind, might just blow them out. Navy hasn't played a team of this caliber. You know, the body running against a team of people that you're the same size or bigger than is a lot easier than running up against absolute units. You know, in the trenches, I worry for Navy, O-line, D-line. It's like, makes me a little nervous. So I'm going to stay away from this one. But I'll be rooting like heck for America.
I should have done more research on the last several games for Notre Dame, how much they're winning on average by. They beat Georgia Tech 31-13, so that'd be definitely a cover. Stanford, they blew out 49-7. So they played a team, Louisville, probably better than Navy. They beat them by 7. They blew out Purdue and Miami, Ohio. And lost to Northern Illinois.
And it's hard to compare Navy to any other team because they're so unique.
And they haven't played anybody either. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just kind of going with the method. I'm going until they hurt me. So,
yeah, Navy is a public dog. So, that it's a little scary to bet public dogs, but...
Call it my super dog.
Yeah, that's your super dog of the week.
So, yeah, we're going to roll with that.
My next college play is Texas Tech at TCU. I'm taking the under in this game at 66.5. It's at TCU, and that's the big reason I'm taking this under. And doing research for this game, TCU tends to score less points at home than they do on the road, which is weird. And Texas Tech tends to score less points on the road than they do at home on the year. So they're both these teams are going to score less by the numbers than what they typically score. And I think there's a chance that this game goes under. So I just 66.5 points is a ton of points. I know Texas Tech has a really good offense. They can sling it around the yard with the best of them. And TCU, their offense was really hot at the beginning of the year, putting up some really big numbers. But the last couple weeks, they've only combined for 32 points. So their offense is kind of sputtered out. So if that trend continues, we will be golden at a number this high. So hopefully there's a few defense, a missed field goal, a red zone turnover. That'd be nice.
Right on. The last college game for us, right? I think you're done.
So. Yeah, I'm done with
last college. One. I did not bring this to your attention, so this is coming to Jared.
Live reaction.
BYU at UCF. BYU. According to ESPN, it says 2. According to DraftKings, when I checked earlier, I'll triple check for y'all. Are 2.5-point dogs at UCF.
BYU's underdogs?
I don't know why. I don't think anybody got injured. Let me clear the Lions play out of my pick. On DraftKings, it is... Sorry, it's a 3:30 game. It is 2 now. +2 BYU. So yeah, that did change in literally a couple hours. I'm taking BYU money line +110.
You don't want those 2 points to play with?
No. UCF and their only good big important game a couple weeks ago, and we took UCF. They got absolutely dog walked by Colorado. I'm taking BYU because the number 11 team in the country should be able to beat UCF.
Was it Retzloff as the quarterback?
Yeah. So I'm not sure why they're dogs, to be completely honest. I mean, they won a close game last week.
They should have lost last week. BYU should have lost to Oklahoma State.
I know. But Oklahoma State's better than UCF. You would think. I don't know. UCF.
Don't talk yourself out of the play.
I'm playing it. BYU's undefeated for a reason. And I'm spiteful to what UCF did a couple weeks ago.
Fair enough, yeah. Gus Malzahn. It's been a bad year for UCF. Like, they're...
Why are they favored?
Yeah, their under should hit. I think I took their under for the... in the first episode of this pod.
I think I took the over. They're 3-4, UCF. They lost a close one to Iowa State last week. So I think... A lot of this is based off of last week. They lost to Iowa State by 3, and they should have won.
And BYU should have lost. Yeah,
but you don't.
You don't go off one week. A team can have one good performance or one bad performance. Yeah.
So that is
more than likely a good BYU team will show up. So
I mean, yeah, because
yeah, when you said 2, you just said 2. I was like, oh, BYU's 2-point favorites. But
yeah. At UCF, you can get it. But yeah, 2-point dogs. That stood out to me. And I was like, I'm going to get burned, but I'm going to take a money line.
All right. You good in college?
I'm done.
All right. To the National Football League. So I'm kind of flipping the script from last week. Last week, I was heavy college, light NFL. We're going to be heavy NFL this week. I really like the NFL slate. Probably a bad thing, but here we go. First game up, we'll get my Packers out of the way. Packers are at the Jags, 1 o'clock Sunday. Packers coming off a pretty big gut check win, you know, kind of to see where you stack up against one of the better teams in the league. They passed the test. They have the Lions next week in Lambeau. So this is a sandwich spot. Classic letdown for the Packers here. You got sleepy Jacksonville on the road in between two huge games. So with that, I'm not taking a side here. I think the under is the play here. The line is set at 49. I think you'll get a sluggish start from the Packers. And the Packers' defense is actually good this year. Feels weird saying that. I've never really been able to say that in my life. Their defense is actually good this year, and I think they'll do a pretty good job of limiting Jacksonville, getting to Trevor Lawrence. Also, the Jags are coming off of two straight weeks in London. That throws off your internal clock. That jet throws lag. Off your schedule. You know, it's just weird. So they did beat New England last week, but who doesn't beat New England? Shout out Cincinnati. So I think the under's the play here. I think it's going to, you know, like a 21-24 type of game. I just, when I saw that at close to 50, I was like,
don't you always lose in Jacksonville? So if you're going to favor Jacksonville, which you aren't, you would still favor the under. So
yeah. Yeah. I don't think the Packers are going to go down there and light it up in that sandwich spot. They're not going to want to show a lot. They're not going to want to use their creative plays. They're hopefully going to save those for the Lions.
Do another one.
Another game. This is a big trend bet. I don't think either of us really are trend bettors, but this one is very interesting to me. So you've got the Cardinals at the Dolphins this week, 1 o'clock on Sunday. The trend that I am playing here is that the Cardinals have not won back-to-back games since December 5th of 2021.
That's insane.
Yes, that's a real stat. I respect the dedication they have to not winning back-to-back games. Like, how do you not win one game and just get lucky the next game? Like, that's wild.
Maybe because Kyler Murray's awful.
Yeah, they're coming up on a full 3 years almost of just constant mediocrity. Anyway, so they won last week, Monday Night Football against the Chargers. So the Dolphins are 4.5-point favorites. That line just went up because Tua's playing. So I'm just taking Dolphins' money line. I'm not messing with a side in this because Tua might come back and be rusty. Who knows? But I do think the Dolphins win, and I'm riding that trend. It is Dolphins' money line at -205. Another thing about this spot is, like I said, Cardinals just played on Monday Night Football. They have a short week, so less time to prepare. It's a decently long flight from Arizona to Miami, and they don't win back-to-back games. So give me the Dolphins.
It's the weirdest thing is I can't figure out the Broncos. The Chargers. They just beat the Broncos and then get beat by the Cardinals. It's like, I don't know what to bet for you guys.
Yeah, the Chargers show up in my play sheet later, so.
Colts at Texans. This will be the second matchup this year. The Texans haven't looked the same without Nico. Their offense has actually been pretty pathetic. They only passed, I think, for 80 yards last week.
CJ Stroud had 87 passing yards.
That's Alex Orgy numbers. Yeah, the Colts are going to keep it close. I don't think they're going to win, but it's a second game. It's hard to beat a team twice. I'm taking the Colts +5 at -112. The Texans got a slew of heavy games as well coming up. Because they won the division last year, they have a much harder schedule. So, hopefully they're staggered from the Packer game.
Right. Well, the Colts help is on the way. I saw DeForest Buckner.
Yes, that helps.
Track to play your best defensive player.
Yeah, Gus Bradley needs all the help he can get because he's the worst defensive coordinator I've ever seen. So,
you need Robert Saleh?
If CJ Stroud carves us, I think I will go personally execute Gus Bradley.
Yeah, you can go hire Salah. I heard he is looking for work these days.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. Watching this Vikings-Rams game, they need new coordinators on defense, too. Neither team has gotten a third down.
Right. I was looking at this Colts line, too, because I felt like it was a little big for, you know, the Texans haven't really dominated teams.
Without Nico, no. Even with Nico, they weren't dominating.
Yeah. Didn't you bet this matchup week one?
I know I wouldn't have taken the Colts. Colts don't win week one.
I can't remember what you...
Maybe I did. I took the Texans to cover 2.5, and they won by 2.
That's what it was, yeah.
So I'm taking the Colts to cover.
Yeah, there you go.
And now the Texans are going to win by 6.
Perfectly balanced.
So, yeah, but... Hit us with your next one.
Yeah, I like that play. Let's go Bears Commanders. So this is actually a very intriguing game just to watch in general. You got number one overall pick Caleb Williams versus the number two overall pick Jaden Daniels if he plays. The move for me, I don't really know a side. It's up to Washington or Chicago -3. I think because of that Jaden Daniels injury, Washington has been dominating teams as of late. They've kind of been a wagon. However, though, I think this Bears defense is going to be the best defense that the Commanders have played and seen. And Jaden Daniels does not play this week, which I think there's a pretty good chance of him not playing with his ribs. I would imagine they're going to try and play that slow as he's the franchise quarterback. So if you get Marcus Mariota out there, he looked good, but everyone looks good against the Panthers. I think an under is the play here. So the total is set at 43.5. So I'm going to take an under on this one with the hopes of the Bears defense kind of shutting down the Commanders offense. Maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't play. That will help. And Caleb Williams is still kind of hit or miss. We'll see what happens from there. But the Bears are a defense-oriented team. Matt Eberflus is a defensive guy. Dan Quinn is also a defensive guy. I know his defense is only going to get better and better as the year goes on. So I think the under... It's not the sexy play in this game because it's the two young quarterbacks. You want to see highlight reels and flashy touchdowns.
Yeah, but it's like, are people figuring them out?
Yeah, so I want an under in this game.
Yeah, I would totally go against you if I knew he was playing.
Did Kyren Williams just break his leg or what happened there?
Blake Corum's in. Good blitz pickup by Blake the Great. I think they're just taping his ankle up. He looks fine.
Okay, good.
He had a loose shoe kind of deal. I don't know, maybe blew out some laces and they can't afford new ones. Man, Kirk is loving this pass or this blitz breakup. I watched the Commanders play the Ravens and they were able to... I think the Ravens are a better defense than the Bears, but they were able to score at will. But once again, your quarterback's, even if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. But honestly, even with that said, the Commanders' defense isn't that great, and Caleb Williams has looked good in the last couple weeks. So,
you don't like my play?
No, I'm not saying that because to your point, Williams is back in. To your point, they're both rookie quarterbacks and or a paraplegic and Marcus Mariota. So, the under's a fine play. I was just talking myself through it. Okay, I'm going to go to my last bet. Obviously, one of my three was the Rams this week. So, I do have 6. I'm not going to talk about the Rams. It's just happening right now. My breakdown would be if Williams can score here, I feel good about the money line still.
Yeah, they need to answer 14-7 right now. Six-yard line.
I kind of mentioned this one to you earlier. Eagles play at the Bengals. Traditionally, you would see this and think two high-powered offenses, points, points, points. I don't trust either offense this year, which is wild to say. And I don't trust... I still don't like Nick Sirianni, man. I just...
The whole city of Philadelphia hates that man.
Good, because I don't like him either. Neither team is putting up a ton of points the last couple weeks. Could be a grinded out 24-21 win to either team. Don't know who. But 24-21 would be 45 points. And the over-under is 48. The under's 48 at minus 108. So I'm going to take the under. And then watch as Ja'Marr Chase gets like 290-yard touchdowns. Which I wouldn't be mad at that. And Saquon has like 40. I mean, I'm really trusting the Bengals defense to get a stop. But more or less trusting the Eagles offense is AIDS.
All the Eagles offense anymore is simply throw it up to A.J. Brown on a go route. They call a flag on that? Wow, let's go. Kevin O'Connell is not happy.
It was uncatchable, but it could have been defensive holding.
Yeah. The Eagles offense is just A.J. Brown run a go route, and Jalen Hurts actually does have good deep ball touch. That's like his one specialty. But you can't rely on the deep ball to just always carry your offense. At some point, it's going to run out. So I don't have a lot of faith in the Eagles putting up points. This also feels like a make or break game for the Bengals. Like,
so you figure
the Bengals have been transitioning. They've been playing a little bit better, winning some games. This is where, if you really want to actually have a chance later in the year, you got to win this game if you're the Bengals. And they're home, right? It's in Cincy?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so the backbreaker for the Bengals was that Ravens game. Like, their season would have been completely flipped 180.
Yeah.
So they're still clawing. I still think they're a fine team. Could totally make the playoffs if the Steelers ever slow down.
Right, yeah, Steelers are a surprise this year. While we're talking about the Ravens, I'm going to hop in on that. So Ravens are at the Browns this week, and the Browns, obviously, Deshaun Watson's Achilles exploded into a million pieces last week. The fans were cheering that, which...
Did you see...
No comment.
Jameis's speech.
Yeah, that's a meme. I love it. Matthew Stafford is an athlete.
Oh, Cooper Kupp, Todd. That was vintage Stafford.
The Rams might mess around and win this game.
Hey, that's what I bet.
Where was I? Ravens, yeah. Jameis, phenomenal. And that's the reason I'm making this play this week. The line is Ravens by 8.5, which is a ton of points, but the Ravens are an absolute wagon right now, so I'm not messing with that. Jameis gets the start. First time he's started all year, and I think he's going to provide a spark. So I'm hoping the Browns' offense is decent. And I'm going to take the over at 44.5. It's a pretty low total. You've got a Ravens team that just cannot be stopped right now. And if Jameis can provide a little bit of help, if the Browns can get to 10,
not only
14
Jameis.
Points, I think I'll be happy.
Not only Jameis, isn't Chubb back too?
Chubb is back. I think he was back last week, but still, yeah, that helps. I just think Jameis will provide a lot of... And Jameis throws picks too, so... If he throws a pick six, I'm not even mad.
He's a slinger, man.
You know, Mr. 30 for 30. Hey, 30 tuds, 30 picks.
I don't know. I'd kind of rather have that in Michigan these days.
Yeah. And Jameis is absolutely hilarious, so.
Phenomenal. Man, a lot of over-unders for you.
Yes, and I also have one more play to wrap up the week. Saints Chargers. I told you that the Chargers were on my play sheet later
Old
on.
Jimmy.
Here they are.
Old Jimmy.
So I saw this line, and I was like... 7. Chargers are favored by 7. Personally, the Chargers, they are a run the ball, play grimy defense, extend drives, run the clock, hold possession type of team. They're not a team that blows out other teams. So I don't feel like it's respectful for the Chargers to be laying 7 against anybody. I know the Saints are bad, but they're still an NFL team, and the Chargers aren't built to explode and be nuclear and blowout teams. That's just not who they are. So I'm going to take the Saints plus 7. You're getting a full touchdown there. I saw Chris Olave is practicing this week.
Doesn't matter when Spencer Rattler.
Hopefully Derek Carr. Maybe he plays. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I just, it's too many points for a team that doesn't blow you away. A couple weeks ago, this line would have been Chargers by 2.5.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Also another reason I'm playing this game is if you think back to the previous week, Saints played Thursday Night Football. They're on a mini bye week, so they get 3 extra days of rest and preparation. And the Chargers played at Arizona Monday night, so they're on short rest. So it's a good spot for the Saints. You're getting a full touchdown. Give me the Saints.
Yeah, the only rebuttal to that, and you can't bet like this, but the Chargers did just beat the Broncos like 2 weeks ago, and the Broncos handled the Saints. But Spencer Rattler, I don't know, man. That Broncos game, he was on Narnia.
Yeah, the strip sack for the.
And the other thing I'll tell you with the Chargers is they put up yards on the Cardinals. They just couldn't finish. So if they could finish some drives against, the Saints, you might want to watch out.
Yeah. Somehow Herbert threw for 350 with no TDs. The team scored 0 TDs. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah. We're watching Aaron Donald. What are we doing? All right. Is that the plays for the week?
That wraps it up for me.
A heavy NFL slate from Craig. He's been shying away from the NFL the last couple weeks. He was still giving plays for the people, but he said college hurt him last week. He's staying away from that.
I'm also just, I really liked a lot of the lines that were given for the NFL.
We'll see how over-unders treat us. Like we said, we gave you the records. It's not always going to be peachy, but we're giving our honest picks, and we're giving plays every week, which even when we made it to Lambeau, we were not gambling this much. So we're definitely, stretching our boundaries, but we want to be sure to give plenty of options for people. So
yeah, I'll run through my plays here. We both have Indiana -6.5. Texas Tech and TCU -66.5. Dolphins money line, Packers under against the Jags, Bears and Commanders under 43.5, Saints +7 at the Chargers, and Ravens Browns over 44.5. So
yeah. I got, like you said, Washington Indiana. Navy +13.5, -112. BYU money line +114. Rams money line +124. They keep scoring, that's nice. Colts +5, -112 at the Texans. Eagles Bengals under at -108. I think that's a 1 o'clock kick as well. So I will be done with mine by 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Early, wrapping up early on Sunday.
Yeah, I wanted to take the Niners to beat the Cowboys, and I really was surprised at the line because the Niners are still favored by quite a bit. Both teams are injury prone right now, or riddled with injuries, so it's kind of interesting, but yeah, I think they're favored by like 4.
Yeah, the Cowboys are coming off a bye, and the Niners' entire team is in the hospital.
And they're still favored.
And they're still favored by 4.
It's like,
yeah. And the Niners always beat the Cowboys.
So weird. And Sunday Night Football in the Bay.
I don't know what to do with that game.
I wanted to stay away. I was going to play the Lions card because that was the last game for the Cowboys was the Lions. But apparently America's on the Niners winning as well. So at what point are the Niners considered not great this year?
If they lose on Sunday Night Football, then you start to hit the panic button.
Yeah.
It'd be so nice if they were just bad this year. Like, what if they're just bad?
Yeah. What would they be? 3-4? Where are they? 3-3?
I think they're 3-4 right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you go to 3-5, you start to worry a little bit.
Yeah. So pick and choose what you want. Maybe pick a few less of our games these weeks until we get
the momentum back.
Train back on the tracks. Just kidding. But yeah, always just take a few plays and punch a few of your own in and see what you can do. So that's it for us. We will catch you next week.